As I travel from coast to coast, I find the electronic voice and image to be the predominant influence in most homes.
Here's author and conference speaker Mark Hamby with today's Lamplighter Moment.
In one of my favorite books, Sir Knight of the Splendid Way, the knight finds a city in which everyone walks around in dull consciousness. Mediocrity and complacency are acceptable to all. Tolerance and entertainment are the quintessential values of the city. But Sir Constant, having not been lured in by the amusements of the city, tries to awaken his comrades from their stupor. But no one will listen, no one cares, and no one is wearing their armor. Sir Constant pleads to his comrades, but they cannot see what he sees, the enemy looming over the city, holding its citizens captive. Discarded armor has been safely stored away. In desperation, he drags one of his comrades to the edge of the city and resuits him with his now rusty armor. Once outside the city, his comrade begins to awaken out of his drugged state of amusement, and his eyes readjust to the new light. As he begins to see the wondrous things again, he, for the first time in a long time, is able now also to see the enemy. Before the first attack, he senses a new strength from within. His rugged armor begins to loosen as it melds to a body of renewed form. As he unsheathes his sword, he remembers his long-forgotten vow. "With my whole heart, I seek you." May we heed the warning found in 1 Peter 5. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. I'm Mark Hamby.
You've been listening to A Lamplighter Moment with Mark Hamby. Mark's vision is to offer redemptive hope to a lost culture through role models that build biblical character and values. More biblical insights are available at lamplighter.net.